Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm John Ryan, your host. My co-host is Otto Loos.
How?
And we're having a great conversation with Wayne Wink, who's the North Hempstead town clerk. And at the break, Otto asked him a personal question that we're going to touch on a bit because, you know what, we fail sometimes to realize the sacrifice that our elected officials have to make. You look and you say he might be in a picture and he's at a fancy party and, oh, look, you know, but they're sacrifices.
But he may only be at the fancy party for 5 minutes because he has to go to three other fancy parties.
That's true, too. Right. You don't even enjoy your meal.
Eventually, so you end up wearing a tuxedo at a barbecue because you always have to dress for the most dressy occasion you're going to that day.
Well, I always wonder, you know, how difficult that is on your own personal life and your family life and frankly, also how difficult it is to get things done because you have so much time that you invest in making people know that you're around, basically.
Right. Yeah, there are light bulbs in my house that haven't been changed in weeks, and I get reminded of it every time I am home. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I think in part because I've been at this a while, because as I said before, I've been in office almost 15 years now. And that coupled with the fact that my wife and I actually met on a political campaign, ironically.
Oh, really? Okay.
We did. I was managing a campaign. She volunteered, and the rest is kind of history. So she knew what she was getting herself into, I think, and I think that...
That's what he keeps reminding us.
Well, right.
Honey, you knew where I was coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she say that?
So, you know, I have the good fortune that my wife and I got married only after I became a town councilman. I'm not sure if I had lost the race, whether she would have said yes. But between that and my daughter was born while I was on the town board as well, I felt like I had developed, as an elected official, by then sufficient that I could feel free to take a little bit of time here and there. But at the same time, you know, there are certainly demands. Not only on me. I mean, it's really less about my demands and the hours that I spend on it as it is on my ability to be home with my wife and my daughter and my dog, for that matter. And, you know, but I've been very fortunate that as a local elected official, I do have some flexibility. So I'm not in Albany every night. I'm not in Washington. I'm able to put my daughter on the school bus every morning, which is my quality time with her. I may not be able to put her to bed at night a lot of nights, but I'm always almost always able to put her on the school bus in the morning, and that's our time to be able to catch up and have conversations about everything going on in her life. I get to be home for dinner, you know, at least once on the weekends and one or two nights of the week. So we certainly make the best of it. And I try to be diligent about when I do get home to look to find, the garbage to put out and the dishwashing to do and whatnot to try to make sure that I'm kind of covering my responsibilities at home a bit.
Wayne, you know this is archived.
I know this is archived, and I know that my wife will come up with a rebuttal. So, I think we've been able to make a life out of it fairly effectively.
I know from my own personal experience, we were talking offline here. I was in a business world where I traveled, and I would be gone for 2-3 days, maybe a little longer. Maybe I'd be home for a week, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But my wife was home with 6 children. And when I came home after leaving my plastic world, as I described it, you know, you're in the Marriott and you have a nice room and, you know, big nice meals and the whole thing that goes along with it. And then you come home to the mundane facts of life that the light bulb is broken and this doesn't work and one of the kids is having some problems and so on. Yeah. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
And it requires a very focused effort, I think, for people to be able to handle your kind of world. Right. And the ones you described, you're right. I think that would be even worse if you had to go to Albany all the time. Or, you know, at least you can be home in the morning and be with your daughter when she goes on a bus.
Right.
But there's a lot of people that they're all over the globe. And
no, you're right. I mean, in the scheme of things, you know, mine is a life that works for us. And I can imagine that there are people who have, even more stresses and strains on their lives daily than I do. And I'm very fortunate that I get to serve the people of North Hempstead. At the same time, I do get to be home to put my head on the pillow every night at my own home, and not have to constantly worry about, you know, how my family's doing hundreds of miles away.
I found it difficult once in a while. You hear somebody say, oh, geez, I had to work till 6 o'clock last night. Oh, wow. Poor you.
Yeah,
that's,
you
know, right. There's no question.
We definitely have a routine where most nights when I get home from work, the only one up to greet me is my dog. And that's usually enough because, you know, he's very effusive. So, but nevertheless, you know, there are days when it works perfectly well. And there are days when it goes off the rails, and I think we all experience that. So I don't think that's any different for me than it is anyone else.
Right. Yeah.
I have a clerk question.
Okay.
And I probably should know the answer to this. What are vital statistics? I know that's an important piece. And
absolutely. Vital statistics. You know, in addition to being the town clerk, I have a few other titles. Marriage officer is one we touched on. Registrar of Vital Statistics is a major one, as is Records Management Officer. So I have all these titles in the title of town clerk. Registrar of Vital Statistics is, I am the person who is responsible for enumerating and archiving every birth record, every death record, and every marriage record in the town of North Hempstead. So effectively, anyone who is born or dies in North Shore University Hospital, North Shore LIJ, I'm thinking Nassau. North Shore LIJ, their records go through my office. And so if you were born at North Shore Hospital, your birth certificate is in my possession.
Oh, okay.
If, God forbid, you have a family member or a loved one who passed in North Shore or at any one of the nursing homes in the town of North Hempstead, with rare exception, a couple of the towns actually have their own records management for vital statistics as well, but most of them have me as the registrar of vital statistics.
You're the main. Okay.
So for the most part, we're responsible pretty much since the founding of the town for having all those birth and death and marriage records available. And while we transmit copies of them to the state of New York, if you want originals of anything, you come to my office for it. If we issued it initially, we need to issue it whenever someone needs it.
Can somebody
any kind of a database to find out if you actually might have such a record?
Well,
like an Ancestry, .com kind of thing.
We do deal with Ancestry issues, and there are birth records, for example, that you can obtain that are over a certain age, and even, you know, certain types of records like that are available for ancestry purposes. But at the same time, in this day and age, there is so much concern about not only identity theft and identity fraud, but about, you know, terrorism, terrorists being able to obtain false identification in order to access certain things that Americans take for granted. So there is really so much concern about that we are actually responsible for making sure that documents don't fall into the hands of people who we can't ensure are otherwise able to obtain them. So very often, even if someone is dealing with a death record, we need to go through a local court, or we need to have a court order in order to release to certain people. There are other people who obviously parents can always obtain their children's birth records. Children can always obtain their own birth records.
Right. Okay.
But when it comes to grandparents and extended family and things like that, you're very limited in what you're allowed to provide unless they have certain court documentation. And ultimately, it's my responsibility to ensure that only the people who have a legal right to them, whether it be by virtue of who they are or by virtue of the court giving them that right, I'm the one responsible for ensuring that only the right people get those documents. Because unfortunately, in this day and age, we know that, you know, terrorists seek out information. All the Social Security records that we have are very, very lucrative for people who want it for the wrong reasons. So we need to ensure of that element. So that is one of the many areas that I cover.
And that's a huge one because people do.
Very, yeah.
Getting information, I know when I have talked about this, getting information, and all of a sudden I can move something out of Otto's name because I have everything on it, and then you find out six months later.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. You know, and when you have divorce situations, you have your step families and all that, it can be very complicated. And it's one of the areas where I am, in fact, a fiduciary for the state of New York, whether it be through the health department or some of the other areas, that I actually work for their purposes as well. Ironically, I do the same thing with dog licenses, because technically the state issues licenses, but it's actually my office that handles them for the purposes of the state, and they just collect a little bit of a fee for it.
Okay.
Now, I got a really mundane question for you here. This is the season for block parties.
Indeed.
Do people have to go through your town?
If you don't live in a village.
To get a permit.
Right. If you don't live in a village, then you do have to go through my office to get a block party permit. Anytime you're looking to close down a public road or a public sidewalk within the town of North Hempstead, we're responsible for that. And it's one of the many licenses that we're responsible for, whether it be a parade permit, a block party, even a film permit. If you're filming anywhere near the public areas of the town of North Hempstead, you know, you need a permit from my office.
There's been a lot of things in the newspaper about the filming part of it.
Yeah, it's been a new source, a new and growing source of revenue for the town of North Hempstead, which, you know, some people think is more of a hindrance than it's worth. I actually think not only does it give us a little bit of pride in our community, but it gives us non-tax dollars to continue providing the services we provide. It's a new source of revenue that costs our taxpayers next to nothing, you know, notwithstanding the possibility of a road being diverted or something like that for a short period of time. But it's one of the areas where the town sees a real potential for revenue, and it's been growing since I've been in office. It's been growing by leaps and bounds, quite frankly, because we're such an attractive place. We can double for the Hamptons. We can double for any downtown area, anywhere in the country. We've served as the Hamptons in recent filmings. We've served as New Jersey. We've served as Middle America. I think Iowa.
There was an article
in a couple
recently,
places. Yeah.
Of all the places, and I was taken back, shows that I've seen that were in Port Washington and Roslyn. I'm like, I saw that movie or that show, and you had no idea.
Well, not only that, we recently filmed an anti-drunk driving public service announcement in Port Washington. That was for the North Carolina Department of Transportation or something. So, you know, it's amazing how we can be anywhere.
Right, right.
And we're only less than 20 miles from New York City, where most of the filming would otherwise take place. And they now, because of state tax credits and because of the ability to get out here easily, they don't have to travel the extra 70 miles to Montauk. They can film right here on our beaches, and it doubles just as well.
Yeah, and the extra revenue always helps.
Absolutely.
As long as we just keep it controlled, which you are definitely doing at the office there, it's wonderful.
Well, it also adds a little bit to the economy. When these people come in, they eat somewhere.
That's true, too.
They do their dry cleaning here. They may rent hotel rooms. Yeah, absolutely. It has an additional multiplier effect that's really been wonderful for us. And quite frankly, it's nice to be able to see a movie on the screen, on the big screen, whether it be Meet the Parents or something over the years, and look and say, hey, I know that place.
Right,
that,
I agree.
Yeah, that's
I
right
agree.
Down the block from me. I ate dinner there last week.
I have my Uncle Harry, who's no longer with us, who owned a bar in Jackson Heights, Queens. And was it George Burns and the Sunshine Boys actually plotted a whole thing in his bar?
Nice, you know, nice.
And it was just a bar.
Yep,
you know?
Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah,
but it was the archetypical bar.
I know
bar,
it was
right?
Uncle Harry's bar.
There you go.
Terrific, but we're at the end again. These segments go so fast. Wayne, I want to thank you so much Wayne Wink, who's the town clerk for the town of North Hempstead. And as we're hearing this morning, the amount of stuff that's being done in that office it's really staggering. And the workload, you're all over the place, which is tremendous. But most importantly, we have respect for what you do, and we thank you,
John. The main thing. Thank you, Otto. I really enjoyed being here.
And we'll have you on again. Thanks,
absolutely.
Wayne.
Looking forward to it.
We'll be right back. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.